Welcome back to Mental Health Matters. We got another great show for you today. Today, we got a really interesting topic. We've touched on productivity, and now we're going to talk about productivity and loneliness and how we isolate ourselves and trap ourselves within our heads, and so we don't get to create what we want to create out of our lives. So we're going to talk about that for a little bit and go, how can we be more productive? How can we create what we want out of our lives? And how do we not get trapped in our own thoughts, in our own mind, so we could do what we want to do? Because life's short and we're here for a reason. Anyways, you're listening to Mental Health Matters with Dr. Scott Terry. I happen to be Dr. Scott Terry. Today, our co-host and famous guest is Kyle Fernandez, one of our great guest and co-host. Hi, Kyle.
Hey, Scott.
And today on Mental Health Matters with Dr. Scott Terry, I'm reminding people again, you can listen to these shows broadcast live in Fairfield at 6:30 on Tuesday nights and 12:30 on Thursday afternoons. You can also listen to archives at KRUUFM.com. You could also go to our YouTube channel and listen to YouTubes, which are pretty cool because you get to watch a video with these YouTubes of these shows. So those are way cool, and I really highly recommend that. Go to just type in Art and Counseling Center, and you will see all the shows archived in YouTube there, along with a bunch of other videos from lectures and other things that I've given. And or you could simply go to the Ardent Center website. So www.ardentcenter, Ardent is A-R-D-E-N-T, ardentcenter.com. And you could go to the media tab and you could see YouTube's, iTunes broadcast, podcast, and, you know, check out old shows. But you could also find a way to email me directly, and you know, because we love hearing what you have to say, and we want to hear from you what you think of these shows and what you want us to do next and how we can support you and create something more powerful and what you're wanting for your life. So back to the topic of the show. So Kyle, introduce a little bit about what the topic is.
So we're talking about loneliness here, and we're talking about how to come out of loneliness and connect to yourself, connect to your environment, connect to the people around you, and create something that'll be fulfilling, something that is Dharma related.
Well, explain what Dharma is, but also what connection is, because, you know, loneliness is a really packed words, and I could be lonely. I remember when I'm in Chicago and I would go to a party and I'm surrounded by 100 people, literally crammed into this little house or place where I'm at going to a party, and I felt so alone because I couldn't connect to anybody. So loneliness isn't about having people. It's really about connection. And I know we've all experienced that in our lives.
You're withdrawing, you're getting stuck in your head, and you're isolating yourself. And it's really the experience of isolation. And, you know, we're humans, we're animals. We kind of survive by, you know, being in a pack, you know? And so we're social animals, and when we feel like no one's there for us, that can be really scary, and it can feel really messed up.
Yeah.
And so what do you do with that feeling? Well, first you have to address the moment. And I just want to add that loneliness can happen long-term or can happen in brief moments. You can literally be feeling completely connected with your partner, completely connected with your parents, completely connected with your friend, and then they say something that you don't agree with, and all of a sudden you feel lonely for a time, and then it's like, oh, I feel lonely all of a sudden. I feel isolated. this person doesn't agree with me. It's like, okay, the person said that. It's like, what do you do now? Well, you come back to yourself and you connect. And you realize that, okay, just because other people are different doesn't mean I'm alone.
Absolutely. And in fact,
I need to escape doesn't mean I need to isolate myself. Sorry, Scott, what were you saying?
No. I think those are great points because, you know, just because I'm alone doesn't mean I'm isolating. It may mean that I need some space to be with and connect to myself. And you want people that are different than you. If you're around people who are exactly the same as you, we get bored. We need stimulation. We're sharks and we need to keep moving. We need to keep growing in who we are. So we want challenges, but not too much challenge where we're thrown off. But we want challenges to keep pushing us to grow in who we are. The point of connection with others or with ourselves or with our environment, right? There's three ways to think about connection. To within ourselves, to ourselves, right? Or with others, or with lots of others, right? Not just to an other, but it could be to a family or a group of people, our peers, or to our environment. And, you know, sometimes that means being in nature, which is always a good thing to ground us and find a way to connect to our environment. But it could simply, you know, be at an office and I'm connecting to that space. And instead of making it a negative space, I'm going to make it a positive, productive space for myself. So think about that notion of instead of reframing that sense of isolation, which means a lack of power and control, again, consistent theme in all these shows, is that I am taking back my power. I'm taking back my control. And I am connecting to myself or to others or to this environment, this world around me. What do you think, Kyle?
I think what you said is really, really hit to the heart. And I think the next question is, what practically can I do when I'm feeling lonely? So for whatever reason you feel lonely, for whatever brief or extended amount of time, you're feeling lonely, maybe you wake up and you just feel like crap, you know, mm-hmm. or maybe the afternoon hits and you just feel like crap, or maybe whatever. And so it really comes down to, first, the biology. All right, we've got the biology, we've got our thoughts, our cognitive processes, we have our behaviors, we have our connecting to the environment. So let's start with our biology. So exercise, eat, maybe meditate or pray or whatever you want to do, stretch, connect to your body, exercise, which is to connect to your body, exercise to connect with your body and connect with your environment. And you can do, in eating, making sure you're having a healthy lunch, nurturing your body, even cooking your food that you're going to eat, or going to a restaurant and feeling nurtured from the people serving you. And another biological thing that people don't often think of is what Ayurveda calls, which is the study of life and well-being, is five-sense therapy. You're going outside, you see the trees, you're seeing the colors, the wonderful colors, and if you're depressed, then the colors probably aren't that appealing, because actually depression creates a different world in which the colors are dimmer. They've done studies where depressed people see colors as dimmer than people who are not depressed. So you're looking at colors and you're taking in this visual stimulation that is nurturing you. You're nurturing your sense of sight. You're doing listening to music, nurturing your sense of ears, and really feeling the music. Is that music nurturing you, or is it overstimulating you? You know, is what you're giving your eyes nurturing you, or is it overstimulating you? And nurturing your sense of taste and sense of smell, sense of touch, maybe even feeling your body, giving yourself a little massage. And so we've hit the biology.
So it's like, you know, a good way to ground ourselves, especially when we're feeling off, is to find each sense as a way to connect. And especially people are fragmenting or dissociating or leaving their body or really flipped out. Sometimes being in nature and literally going through, you know, three things that I'm smelling, three things that I could taste in my mouth, no matter how distinct, three things that I can see, but not just a general see, but if I'm looking at a tree, what's the corner of the right, left side of that tree, you know, of a branch? How does that stick out? And how is it distinct from another branch? You know, be very, very fine granular, hyper-focused for a moment. Touch, but I don't mean just touch in general, but literally, what does the bark feel like here versus what does the ground feel like? You know, what are three things that I can hear in the distance or close by or my own breathing? You know, really ground yourself in who I am at that moment. And then what do I want to create? So we're going to come back to productivity here in a second. But again, I'm doing something. And productivity,
hey, Scott,
yeah.
What you said reminded me of something. So back in college, you know, I was searching for a partner that could I could have a fulfilling relationship with. But I felt kind of lonely because I was having trouble finding that. I didn't have many friends because all the people I knew liked to you know, party more, and I was trying to stay away from a lot of that, and I was more sensitive, and I liked to, you know, talk with people that were more sensitive. And so anyway, I felt really lonely and isolated, and one of the things that helped me, I would commute to college every day, a half-hour commute, and while I was driving, I would pay attention to the road, of course, but I would look at people in their cars. I would look at the people. I wouldn't just see, you know, I wouldn't just get to my destination. I would look at the people that are in their cars. I wouldn't fixate on them because I'm driving and I'm focused on the road. But I would look at the people. Are they smiling? Are they happy? Are their expressions changing? Maybe they're happy one moment, maybe they're not. And I'm looking at them, and I'm looking at their car, and I'm actually seeing the world. I'm not just on autopilot.
Yes, excellent. And I think that's the point, is allowing ourselves to create connection. And when we talked about productivity before, we were talking about not just being productive for the sake of productivity, but productivity is almost a byproduct. It's a means to an end. We're creating for the end result of more positive feedback loop of creating greater connection. We're finding ways to create a larger vision for ourselves through connecting through the world around us or within us so that we could make a bigger difference in the world. And by making a bigger difference, again, that creates a more positive feedback loop to ourselves to feel better about who we are. So again, this sense of isolation is a negative feedback loop. We're isolating, which of course makes us feel worse, which of course makes us isolate and be more depressed and more trapped in our past. So it's interesting when we think about, for instance, depression is often thought of as a way to deal with our past, and we're trapped in our past trying to find a way out of our past. But what it is it's a way to not allow ourselves to move forward, is another way to think of it. It's not just trapped in our past. It's not allowing us to be present to today. And anxiety, which is almost the twin, brother, sister, whatever, of depression, is getting trapped in the future, being anxious, getting lost in what could be, and we're worried and creating a negative feedback loop with what could be and could, would, should, right? The could, woulds, and shoulds in our lives, instead of bringing it back to how do we pre-present to today to use that future vision of what we want and start living it out today to do something with that. What do you think, Kyle?
I think that makes a lot of sense. I think, you know, you're getting stuck in your past, or you're getting stuck in the future, or you're getting stuck in the present, or you're getting stuck in this reality that isn't the present, because you're always trying to, you know, hyper-focus, or you're always trying to figure things out. And you can really get stuck in sort of this loop, and that can bring about all sorts of disorders. And it's really interesting because I think, you know, I'm getting into a medication debate here. It's not really debate. I think that, you know, medication is great for certain people. You know, I have lots of friends that are medication that really helps them, but I think that medication is often overly administrated. And a lot of times you might have these, you know, personality disorders that are created because of these loops, these sort of people getting stuck and not getting real therapy because, for whatever reason, and they're just getting put on these medications for a quick fix, or because people don't really know, you know, what's going on. And yeah. So people are on these medications for these other reasons, but it's really just like you can come back to this visualizing yourself, what you want to create, setting goals, working on your biology, five sense therapy, working on your thoughts and your behaviors, and there's a lot that you can do for yourself now instead of getting stuck and just getting lost and feeling isolated. Okay, I feel isolated. There's nothing I can do. It's almost impossible for me. But then you can think to yourself, oh, well, there's a lot of things that I can do, and I'm going to start now. I'm going to work on my biology. I'm going to do that. What can I do right now to work on my biology? I can.
What behaviors? What?
And smell.
Yeah, absolutely.
Smell a flower right in front of me, and then that'll change your whole world.
Absolutely. By the way, you're listening to KRUU 100.1 on your FM dial. These shows are broadcast in Fairfield, Iowa, where we happen to be broadcasting 6:30 on Tuesdays nights and 12:30 on Thursday afternoons. You could listen, though, to the archives, and you could simply go, what we were saying, go to the Ardent Center's website, www.ardentcenter.com website. Go to the media tab, and you could see the YouTube, I'll link you to the YouTubes, so you could see videos, podcasts, whatever you want. But find whatever tools are useful for you today, and if this kind of show is useful, listen as a means to kickstart whatever you're wanting to create for yourself today, this very day. So productivity is about being here now, and not getting lost in the past, the future, or in the brain loop where you're trying to be present, but you're actually not being present. And I think the example of medication itself is a good one, because we're getting out of this notion of judgment. Again, no judgment, no shame, no guilt, no remorse. If you feel bad about something or feel bad about somebody else doing something, do something about it. Don't get trapped in it. Feeling guilty about it isn't the same as doing something about it. So if I need medication, the attitude is whatever works. And if that's a useful tool to kickstart, then let it kickstart you into that next stage. But we're never looking at anything being the quick fix or being the answer. We're using it as a tool to get to a bigger picture. Just like achieving a goal doesn't mean the end, it means the beginning. And it means a different way of thinking about life, so I could do something better. So I'm not looking at medication as being the answer. I'm using it as a tool to then go, what else can I create now that I'm feeling better? And if that medication works for you, great. If it doesn't work for you, great. Then don't do that. Come up with a different thing. We don't stop. We don't give up no matter what. Never giving up. So for feeling lonely, okay, that's information. What do I do about that to foster greater connection within myself, greater connection to others, greater connection to the world around me? How do I start with what I'm physically doing, right? Or what's going on biologically with me? What's going on with my behaviors and actions? What's going on with my thoughts and experiences? What are going on with the bigger thoughts about the bigger world, and our bigger experiences behind our experiences, right? And then transcending that to come to a bigger sense of who we are in this world and what do we want to do about it all. So look at what works for you, whatever level, wherever you need to go. Okay, enough of my diatribe. Where are you at, Kyle? What are you thinking? There's a lot of information. I pulled it out real quick.
I'm really trying to get some practical things that our viewers can do now.
Okay, great. So go with that.
What's another activity? You talked about something specific is right now you can stand up and visualize or look at something or smell something. You gave some specific concrete examples or activities. I want to hear more.
Okay, so let's talk about a couple different conditions. So at times we get all a little obsessive or lost in ourselves and kind of a brain loop going on, or we hyper-focus, we fixate on something. And it's kind of like our brain's trying to get focused on the present, and we're kind of then lost in that present of actually not feeling the present. It's kind of a weird kind of thing. And how do we get out of that? And I like thinking of it as the Matrix, where we've taken that red pill, or maybe it was the green pill, and we get lost in that delusion instead of going, let's do something. In relationship issues, we get lost in the space of the other person, and we get lost in projecting, oh, it's the other person who's doing this to me. It's the other person's fault. It's the other person created this in me. And how do we do radical responsibility? Go, I created that other person to be in my life. What do I want to do with that other person being in my life now that I created them to be there? Even if there's this negative influence, okay, maybe it tells me I should do something to change me. So I'm always looking at what else I can do. And so productivity is not actually about what we're producing, but in the possibility of shifting and manipulating space, where we are at, and time, when we're at, to create a greater choice to do something with our desires. It's about bringing back that power and control back to this moment, this space, this place, this time, and recreate something more that you can do with your life and set up a positive feedback loop. Because productivity is ultimately about this notion of transcending what we think and experience and our own self-delusions and projections and desires into the possibilities of what we can take from what we want for our future and make it today. Productivity is ultimately about bringing that finger of choice back to ourselves, back to right now, right here, and then manifesting that to do something. Take one step. Even if it's not the right step, try and create something to be more productive given who you are at this moment. Create the next step, just the next one, and then go, okay, now that I've taken that step, what can I do to make it even more productive? So maybe that step is be physical. Maybe that step is, you know, I feel lonely again, or I feel disempowered by the other. Okay, then maybe my next step is coming back to me, or approaching the other with compassion and going, they're acting the best they can given who they are at this moment. So what do I want to do next with that? Okay, I'm speaking a lot here, saying a lot of things. Kyle, what are you hearing and what are you thinking?
I'm thinking, okay, so... So what can you do when, how can you identify when you're feeling stuck, and what can you do immediately to get unstuck?
Okay, good. So so answer those two questions. How do you answer those?
Okay. So how you identify when you're feeling stuck is you're in this loop, and you come back to yourself. Okay. And you feel the silence. And then you feel your body. And then you check in with yourself.
Okay.
How is your body feeling?
Okay.
Do you feel like you're stuck? does it feel like you're stuck? Because once you feel that silence for a second, you can really feel like, you can really feel, and you come back to sort of a rational sense and say, am I stuck? And you can say yes or no. And if you are stuck, what does that look like for you? Are you overworking? Are you watching Netflix for 20 hours a day? Are you combing your hair for an hour? Are you trying on different types of different colors and different makeups for 4 hours? Are you reading for 20 hours, you know, 4 or 5 times a week to escape something?
It doesn't matter how we escape, how we run away. It's getting that we're running and going, this running away through some addiction or through some obsession or through a depression and withdrawing into ourselves or anxiety and withdrawing to the future. How it's coming back today and then going, let's do something. Starting to change. Having the courage to be productive, to be honest with yourself. I'm feeling lonely. Okay, that's an experience. Stop judging that experience. Now, go. You go, Kyle.
So now, what you can do, if you've identified you're stuck or not stuck, you can do something sort of out of the ordinary. Do 5 push-ups, get up, go drink a water, and then think to yourself, what do you want to create? What goals do you want to do right now? What's going to make you feel fulfilled right now? Just write down like 3 things that you want to do. Maybe go for a walk, smell roses. Okay, I did that, check that off. Maybe I send some emails that I have to send. Okay, check that off. Maybe I got lost in Netflix for 20 hours, realized I didn't do the third thing because I got on the computer and I did emails, and after the emails I sort of got lost through Netflix for 20 hours. Okay, now I'm going to do the third thing the day later, and you do the third thing, you check that off. Okay, and then what do you want to create from there? What do you want to do? Because the productivity we're talking about is we're setting goals that can make us feel more connected to ourselves.
Absolutely. And by being more connective, again, to ourselves, we could connect to others and connect to the environment, which, again, reinforces us being more connected and creates a way out of that running away. So that taking responsibility for ourselves, that we're feeling disconnected, is a way to find a way to connect more and get out of whatever we're feeling trapped in. Again, we're not judging it, and the answer is always whatever works. So if it's medication that works as a starter, great, go there. If it's meditation, then great, go there. If it's exercise, if it's a combination, which generally it is a bigger package. I'm going to be this healthy guy. I exercise. I meditate. I eat really healthy, when's healthy and how's healthy. I take supplements as needed. I get proper sleep, which means 7.5 to 9 hours sleep, no matter what, in a really good way, and get depth of sleep. And I'm connecting to the world around me so I can connect to myself, whatever it is. Anyways, we're just about out of time. So allow yourself to be honest with yourself and then do something. That's the notion of getting out of loneliness to productivity today. Any final thoughts from you, Kyle? Final thoughts, Kyle?
Final thoughts. You can also get lost in being healthy. You can also get lost in maintaining your routine. You can also get lost in doing the healthy things. And so
They could be other traps in running away. So it doesn't matter how we run away. It doesn't matter why we run away. We don't run anymore. Thank you, Kyle. Have a great day, everyone. And be productive and make a difference today for yourself and the world around you. Bye.
See ya.